Hi listeners, thank you for tuning in to the second episode of Talking Influence, People, Places and Progression. If this is the first episode you're listening to, be sure to go back and listen to our debut episode, which features Rahul Titus from Ogilvy. We've had such a great response to the first episode and can't wait to continue to bring you more exciting episodes with special guests. The podcast is released monthly, so be sure to subscribe via your favourite platform so that you never miss an episode. And of course, please do share our podcast with your friends and colleagues so that they can tune in too. Throughout the past month, the team at Talking Influence have been working extra hard in preparation for this year's Influencer Marketing Show Global. The show will be taking place virtually in less than a month. Tickets for the show are still available, so they'll be linked in the show notes along with the list of excellent speakers that will be featuring at this year's event. We've also been working hard to shape our judging panel for the Influencer Marketing Awards that are taking place in July. The early bird entry deadline is on the 8th of April and the last chance entry deadline is on the 29th of April, so get your entries in quickly ahead of the awards this summer. All of the relevant links will be in the show notes. Without further ado, it's time to introduce this month's guest, Global Partnerships Director at Gymshark, Callum Watson. Callum joined the Gymshark team back in 2017, taking on the role of Commercial Ambassador Manager. He then spent 2.5 years in the role of Head of Sponsorship. Now he has been the team's Global Partnerships Director since September last year. Callum has spent much of his career in the influencer marketing space, making him a valued key player within the industry. As well as being part of the Gymshark team, Callum has connected with Talking Influence, becoming a member of the Influencer Marketing Show Global Advisory Board this year. Callum's knowledge and passions will help the team at Talking Influence to shape this year's IMS agenda. Today, as well as recognising Callum's career achievements, I want to delve deeper into what has influenced him to get to where he is now, focusing on his growth from a more personal perspective. Yeah, we'll start with your personal influences when you were younger, before you were working and everything. What were the influences throughout your life that sort of made you who you are and shaped you as a person?
I'll probably talk a little bit about a couple of, like, I suppose, events throughout my life growing up, and then I'll probably talk about a couple of different people as well. I think events-wise for me that have had a huge influence on myself growing up, I think, one, I've played team sports all my life, and I think that's been a huge part of helped me to develop into the person I am today. And the reason why I say that, I feel like, even from a young age, when you begin to play team sports, and I was lucky enough to play at quite a decent level when it came to football and basketball and even Gaelic football as well. So I grew up playing, I played a lot of different sports, even some individual sports, but I feel the one I loved and I enjoyed the most would have been basketball. And I'd say I was probably the best at. I mean, I was bang average in most other sports, and bang average in basketball probably as well, but the standard in Ireland's not great, like Ireland's not known for basketball, so yeah, I was lucky enough to have some pretty cool experiences there. But then again, when I get over to the US, any excuse to be able to go to a court and play a bit of basketball or watch, you know, I mean, the college games and the NBA and stuff, it's always because you're on their time zone, so you're not having to wake up at like 1 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday to try and watch a game. So I always try to make the most of it when I am in the US. From a young age, you grow up understanding winning, losing, but you also, I think I've been very lucky in the sense that the coaches I've had growing up, it was always about like, we win together, we lose together. And I'll never forget my basketball coach back in school, John McGettigan. He used to have this rule after every game, because we went on to win a couple of national cups and stuff like that. So it was regardless of whether you win or you lose, you have 24 hours to celebrate or to be pissed off, basically. But after 24 hours, you get over it and you move on to the next one. I think that was always something that always stuck to me, regardless of what sport I played, whatever events that came in my life. It was kind of like, if you're going to win, brilliant, celebrate, but don't dwell on it too much because it could be taken away from you the next day. But then if you lose, you know what I mean? You can be annoyed, you can be pissed off, you can be upset, but after 24 hours, you just suck it up and you get on, you know what I mean? And you try to win the next one. So that was one of the big things for me. So, and also playing team sports growing up, I was always kind of one of the loudest on the pitch, but I wasn't one of the loudest on the pitch as in like yappy, like giving people stick. I always just got super encouraged, and I always got just, I don't know, super passionate about like playing sports when I was trying to help and motivate and pick others up around me. So I was lucky enough to find myself in the captain spot for a number of different sports. And by no means I was nowhere near the best player on the team. Far from it. Definitely below average in most cases. But there's just something about playing with teammates and just trying to push them to be the very best. Which again, I feel like team sports has kind of allowed me to understand the value of working together as a team. And again, we lose together, we win together. And then that 24-hour rule has been a huge. I think the other things for me, like personal experience or influences, people-wise, like I think my mother's obviously played a huge part on the man I've become today. I mean, we've had a great childhood. I mean, there's always a couple of rough patches throughout your childhood growing up, but it's one of those things. My mum always just pushed me to be the best person I could be. I remember when I was 15, she seen some opportunity for like to do charity work over in Southeast Asia on an island called Borneo, where you go over and like live in a jungle and you'll build a bridge across a river to help this Kelabit tribe access the nearest town. And she ended up convincing me, and along with some of my friends' parents as well, there's a group of us that we all got convinced. We all did the fundraising. We went over and we spent 6 weeks out in Borneo, and that was life changing. That was an incredible experience. You know, I mean, it's so humbling to be able to go and do something like that and be able to live out in the Southeast Asian rainforest / jungle, whatever you may call it, and literally just live on the bare essentials. So little things like that. She's always pushed me, whether it's sports, whether it's academically, you know what I mean? Always just pushed me to be the best possible person. You know what I mean? The one thing I always remember with my mom, she'll always kind of correct me on this, like manners cost nothing. I think that's one of the things I'll always remember and kind of to this day, and eventually one day when I have children, that's going to be one of the things I always kind of drill into them, is manners cost nothing. You know what I mean? Give people the respect you want to get back. She's obviously been a massive influence. She still tells me to be careful if I'm going to be going out for a couple of drinks, even though I'm 28 years old and whatnot. But you know what I mean? That's just a mother, isn't it? She's been an incredible influence on me. Other influence in my life, like definitely my brother, my older brother. He's 31 now. He's out living in Australia. But you know, I mean, we've gone through a lot together throughout our childhood growing up. You know, I mean, through thick and thin, always been there to support each other. So he played a really, really high level of sport as well, but obviously that was cut short due to injury. So it was kind of like he always pushed me to be the best I could possibly be as well. And it was always amazing having that person to look up to and watch him, you know, go on and do incredible things within the sporting world and constantly push himself and seeing success. So he's definitely been another big influence in my life. The other one would be probably one of my best friends, Matt, from back home where I live in Ireland, Kilkeel. I think him and his dad were a massive influence for me as well. Just in the sense that I used to work for them every summer doing landscaping and building, and just their work ethic, their work rate, you know what I mean? These guys have gone on to build a really successful construction company. And I think just being around them all the time, was kind of like you'd be starting at 5 o'clock in the morning, you don't finish until you get the job done. And some days you're not finishing until 8 p.m. And there was never any moaning or giving out. It was always just get in, get the job done, and you know, I mean, never leave until it's perfect, until it's the best it can be. And I feel like working with those two guys, it was like one of my first proper jobs. So I think it's had a massive influence on me in the sense that, you know, I mean, you need to take pride in your work. I've never seen work as like just a 9 to 5, you know what I mean? As soon as it's 5 p.m. I don't clock off and like, ah, that can wait till tomorrow. I've always kind of had that sense of, you know what I mean, I don't finish till I get what I need to get done. You know what I mean, if something crops up, you go, you get it done, you get it sorted. So I feel like they've had a massive influence on me because they're just, yeah, their work ethic, their work rate. And again, just like, I suppose that their success talks back to what they've achieved as well. So they're probably the personal influences that I can think of. Last but not least, finally, the biggest personal influence for me would be my girlfriend. You know what I mean? I mean, you get so caught up in work, you get so caught up in what you do, because I love what I do. I honestly love what I do, and I feel like I've one of the best jobs in the world, and I've said this a few times. And I'm always like, my brother always says to me, he's like, well, what's your next job going to be? Because you can't really top this. And like, he's absolutely right. But with that being said, you know, I mean, there's obviously, there's cons to everything as well. You know, I mean, I'm always on my phone, I was on social media, I was writing emails. So, like, I mean, Elle's been an amazing, influence in my life to help me find that balance between work and personal life. But equally as well, it gives you that motivation as well to just go on and try to be the best you can be for both you and your partner. You know what I mean? She makes me a better person every day. So, I'm by no means perfect whatsoever, and she'll tell you that. But yeah, I think as well, you start getting a bit older now. I'm 28. You think about the rest of your life and everything you want to build. So, I mean, she's my number one influence in that sense, you know.
I'm guessing she influenced you to get a puppy, or were you the influence there?
No, it was both 50-50. I think I was probably more the influence in that one. I've wanted a dog for years, you know what I mean? But as soon as she seen him as well, she was obsessed with him. So it was a no-brainer for both of us when we went down and seen him.
Very cute. How old is he now?
6 months. Six months already, yeah. He's a proper little chunky puppy now.
Here at Talking Influence, we're always striving to bring you the freshest and most relevant content in all things influencer. And we think you'll love the talks we have planned for our virtual event, Influence Marketing Show Global, this year. With talks from Facebook, Mediacom, Sasha Pillari and Callum Watson, covering everything from social responsibility to introducing e-commerce into your influencer marketing. We know that you'll find something to elevate your place in the influencer community. And even better, listeners of this podcast can attend for free. Just head to influencermarketingshow.com and head to our global site to enter discount code PODCASTVIP to claim your complimentary pass. That's influencermarketingshow.com. Head to global and use discount PODCASTVIP. Alternatively, follow the link in our episode description. We can't wait to see you all on the 13th of April. So, yeah, the next question is, when you sort of came out of your childhood and past those formative years, what were the big influences in your career? Obviously, you started with the sports and you've gone into a sporting company. So that was obviously a major part. What was the driving force to get to where you are now with Gymshark?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So when I finished university, I ended up over in Manchester in a graduate job at a sports nutrition brand called MyProtein, which started off with just like general marketing and trading. But I got into the gym and into fitness like back when I was in university, or even just before university. So I was into all, you know, I started watching all the YouTubers when it started to become a thing. You had your Guzmans, your Steve Cooks, Rob Lipsitz of the world. So, I mean, I was watching all those guys religiously while I was working at MyProtein, and we'd started doing a bit with influencers and stuff like that, but I felt like it was just it was almost like an afterthought in elements, because, you know, I mean, a lot of companies just focused on sports athletes per se. So that was something I was really passionate about. So I kind of found my way trying to do more with influencers and so on, because I spent so much time watching them, and I genuinely believe influencer marketing was going to be something huge. And it was gaining a lot of traction back then. But then obviously working at MyProtein, I got to work with some amazing individuals. But within the fitness space, you're always looking at Gymshark being like 30 A team, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I mean, no discredit to any football teams here, but it's like if I'm, I don't know, Fulham, but I have an opportunity to work at Manchester United or Manchester City, it's kind of like, you know what I mean? It's a bit of a no-brainer. So the influences for me to get to Gymshark was, when I was in the fitness space at MyProtein, looking at their roster of ambassadors and athletes, I was like, they're all the big dogs. I mean, Whitney Simmons, Steve Cook, Dave Laid, Nikki Blackheader, you name it, they're working with them. But then also I knew there was just something special about the brand. I mean, I've been following the Ben Francis and the Gymshark story since 2014, when they kind of blew up on the body power scene, because I'd been lucky enough that I've gone to a couple of body powers pre-moving to the UK. So when I was in university, we'd go over for the weekend, but then also I was lucky enough to work at Body Power back when I was at MyProtein. But I followed the story along the lines. So yeah, there was always just something special about Gymshark. And I just believed that it could be something, it was bound to be something great. And to this day, you know what I mean? I still believe it, and it's growing into becoming something great, and it will be one of the greatest brands of all time, which is super exciting to be a part of, to build. So yeah, that's kind of what led me to Gymshark. I think it's an interesting one around professional influences as well, because I feel like within my career so far, I think there's been a number of different professional or people within the professional influence space, I suppose, that's had an impact on me. There's not a lot of people that just be individually like one like whole person, but I feel like I tried to take the best of both worlds from certain people and like different characteristics and stuff like that. So I feel like that's probably one I tend to look at as well. I think the big thing for that is as well, it's kind of like, it's there's two things. There's the relatability factor. You know what I mean? A lot of the guys and girls we work with, like, they've done such an incredible job of just like showcasing their journey and brought their community along the journey with them. And I think that's really important, because that's the inspirational part as well. You know what I mean? While it's great to have the inspiration to become the next LeBron James or the next David Beckham, equally as well, it's having people to relate back to as well with different steps within your journey. And I think that's super important. But not only that as well, it's like fitness was the space we grew up in. So it was kind of like, it would be difficult to pivot into sports straight away.
So looking towards the future and what you want to do to grow and where you see yourself heading, what are your major influences looking forward and your sort of growth goals, both personally and professionally?
That's a tough one. That is a tough question. Because I feel like it chops and changes. For me, professionally, Gymshark. Just focusing on Gymshark and trying to play my part and help continue to build Gymshark into the world's best brand. You know what I mean? And helping to develop and grow the team around me. You know what I mean? Some incredible individuals within the partnerships department that I've been lucky enough to work with over the last couple of years, and see some of them progress and grow within the company. So that's a massive, massive thing for me, is being able to like, A, see myself grow, but also B, see others around me grow. I always talk about like, it's really important to surround yourselves with like-minded individuals. People are gonna like support you and be there for you, but equally challenge you and push you. So I think that's really important. So it's constantly trying to evolve and grow that circle around you, so you're constantly learning. So for me, it's really about trying to learn now over the next couple of years and constantly push myself and see how I can contribute towards the Gymshark brand's growth as well. So that's definitely a huge one for me. Personally, to be honest, I think we've gone through such a crazy year with everything, with the coronavirus and lockdown, and I think the last year has really made me like kind of reflect on a lot of things and like taking a lot of things for granted, even just the small things like going out for a meal once a week. Or, I mean, every time I talk to any of our US athletes, they talk about, oh, when international travel opens up, they're coming over to Europe and they're going to spend 3 weeks traveling around Europe. And I'm like, and they always seem to remind me like, you guys have literally Europe on your doorstep. And I'm like, I take that for granted so much that like, Barcelona is an hour flight away. Paris is an hour flight away. Italy is a 2 hour flight away. You know what I mean? So I think for me, like me and my girlfriend were talking about, saying when it's safe and when things open back up, and again, when obviously we're permitted to with government guidelines, we'll definitely be taking advantage of the travel situation within Europe. But again, it's one of those, I want to see how things go. You know what I mean? I want to make sure that when we do look to travel again, that it's safe and things are all open back up. But yeah, I think personally it's appreciating the small things you have in life. Again, being able to go down to go and have some lunch in a coffee shop, or being able to go out for dinner, or go out and meet friends for a drink, even just going to the gym for the last couple of months, the gym obviously being shut as well. So I think, yeah, personally, in going into the future, is really just making sure that live life to the most, you know what I mean? I think a lot of us have experienced the last year to be quite tough for people, and yeah, just make most of it, but just obviously do so in a safe manner, you know.
Definitely agree with the saying yes more.
Yeah, I think it'll be a bittersweet moment, your first hangover, because I don't think anyone enjoys a hangover, and you're like, oh god, I remember what these were like. But then equally, it's kind of like, remind yourself you've been able to go out and have a few drinks and stuff like that. So the hangover is kind of like almost a friendly reminder that you have that little bit of freedom again. So yeah, it'll definitely be bittersweet for sure. But again, it's just trying to do what you can to stay fit and healthy, keep your mind moving as well. You know what I mean? Body moving, keep your mind healthy, and you know, exercise and fitness is so good for that. So although I haven't been doing the home workouts, I'm trying to just get out walking every day and get out for runs and stuff like that. Obviously, I can't at the moment because I'm isolating, but you know what I mean? When I can get back out, I'll definitely be taking advantage of a couple of long walks and try to get, excuse me, a couple of runs in.
If the listeners want to find you and find out more about what you do, where can they find you on socials?
Yes, my Instagram is, I think it's just Callum Watson 1, and LinkedIn, Callum Watson. Just, yeah, don't hesitate to reach out, drop me a DM if you have any questions or whatever. And yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you so much to Callum for being such an excellent second podcast guest. It was great to hear how Callum's childhood shaped the man he is now and how he aspires to continue to grow in the future. Be sure to follow Callum on his socials. Again, I remind you to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss the next or any future episodes. We would love to hear your feedback, so leave us a rating and reach out to us on socials to let us know what you thought of the second episode and whether there are any guests that you would love to hear from in the future. Thank you again for listening and enjoy the rest of your week.